Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stacey Brown Randall is here, too. She's become a great member of our Brain Trust in the last year or so. She's a three-time entrepreneur, and she's a certified success coach. And she knows all about that, folks, because she has not always been successful. And she's going to tell us about that. In a little bit, she's the author of a brand new book, much anticipated book on referrals, generating business referrals without asking. Folks, I can't wait to talk to you about this because you know how much I love referrals. I'm pretty much a nut about referrals. I'm pretty much an advocate for people getting referrals, and that's to being the key to success for any organization that sells. Stacey Randall Brown. Stacey Brown Randall, I'll get it right in a minute. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Good to have you here. I'm glad you're here. Congratulations on the book. It's beautiful. It's great.
Thank you. It's been a long labor of love. It's officially out today, so that's very exciting. Yeah, so I know everybody that had pre-ordered it, they were actually sending me their screenshots of their Amazon order saying that it shipped.
Right.
So they started shipping, I think, yesterday.
Generating business referrals without asking, a simple five-step plan to referral explosions. So I want to start out today, though, with something you may have told us about in the past. I can't remember for sure, but you've been an entrepreneur more than once, and it hasn't always been worked out so well. Do you mind going back and tell us about some of the speed bumps that you've run into in the past?
Sure. You know, you said in my introduction that I'm a three-time entrepreneur, and I always tell people that's not because I'm actually good at it. It took a couple of times before I got it right. So, and it's actually one of the major reasons why I teach what I teach today and shifted my entire practice to focus around teaching people how to generate referrals without asking. Because when I had a first business, it was an HR consulting firm, and this was back in like 2008, 2009. And no, the recession was not an impact on my business, which I think is surprising for many people to hear. When I tell them when I started my business, they just assume, oh, well, you started it during the recession. That's why,
right.
You know, it did you in.
It would be easy for you to say, yeah, let's go with that.
Right. Completely false. It'd be completely false, but way easier. And so, you know, I started my business back then. And if from the outside looking in, you would have thought, wow, Stacey's consulting firm was doing really well. I had articles published in well-known HR trade publications. I was being interviewed on Bloomberg News. Mm-hmm. I had big-name clients like KPMG and BDO,
wow.
Coca-Cola Bottling, Snyder's Lance. Like, I mean, seriously, when you looked at that company and you, like, from the outside looking in, you would have been like, she is going gangbusters.
Right.
And it wasn't. Unfortunately, what I realized was I worked entirely too, when I looked back in the period of reflection, I realized that I worked entirely too hard for every client I did land. So I spent more time hunting for the business and then putting my head down and doing the business or doing the work and forgetting to look up and look around and get the next project coming in. So I did a lot of feast or famine. And you just cannot sustain that entrepreneurial roller coaster. I mean, that ups and downs, it's not a ride you want to be on. And if you don't figure out how to level out the ride or get off, eventually it consumes your business. And almost 5 years later, that HR consulting firm would go on to fail. And it was a painful process, obviously.
While you were doing so much hard work, you weren't asking your customers, who you obviously were wowing with your service, you weren't asking them to give you to introduce you to other people that they know who might use the same kind of services?
No, because I'm not a person to ask for referrals. I couldn't have told you why until I actually did my research and started my second business and have this book. But it just wasn't a part of something I was comfortable doing. I'm also not comfortable cold calling, so you're not going to find me doing that either. But what I didn't do was figure out a way to touch business development every day in a way that I would do it. So not only do I have to be willing to do it, it actually has to work too. And I knew asking for referrals didn't work. I didn't know why. I just knew that it didn't feel right. I knew cold calling wasn't going to work. And I did a lot of different business development strategies and tactics and activities, but I never figured out the one or couple as a combination that were going to work for me to have success. And so it took a business failure for me to reflect back on that and be like, oh, that was my biggest failure point, was I didn't figure out how to get into a rhythm of business development in a way that would actually produce results. But the secret being, Jim, that I would want to do it.
Right. Well, one of the things that I want to point out is, if you folks, if you're thinking about going into a personal services business, or if you just started one, what Stacy's telling you is something that I dealt with too, starting my business almost 30 years ago, is when you're starting out, you're working so hard to get the business that when you get it, then you start delivering what you sold, and you're so excited and you're successful, you got cash coming in, et cetera, et cetera. But then all of a sudden that project's done and you didn't do anything to bring in another one. And that's one of the challenges of a tiny organization, especially in the personal services side, and it's a natural thing. What happened to you, Stacy, was absolutely a natural law for that sector of the marketplace. The key is, though, what I learned was how to turn the people I knew into gold, and how to not just their goal, but other people's goals. But tell us why you think you shouldn't ask for a referral.
Sure. So, you know, when my first business failed and I had to go get a job and I did some reflecting, I started doing research on referrals, because that was one thing I realized. I didn't receive any in my first business. And I was like, what is this referral thing all about? And I knew it had a foundation of doing great work and being referable and people talking about you. But the buzz in the marketplace wasn't going to be enough. The word of mouth talking about you was never going to be enough. And so I started researching referrals. And 99% of the advice out there is, if you want referrals, either A, do great work and fingers crossed they'll come to you, or B, do great work, of course, and then go ask people for referrals. And neither of those answers worked for me. One, because it was leaving it up to hope, and we all know hope isn't a strategy.
And you had to train somebody.
You had to train somebody, right,
to do it, to help you with it.
Well, just hoping it was going to come in was never going to work. But the other one was asking. And that, to me, just felt like a cold call, and I didn't want to do it. So I just started paying attention to the human dynamic and the psychology of it.
And when we come back after the break, she's going to tell us what that is, her philosophy on how to get referrals without asking. Generating Business Referrals Without Asking. That's the title of her brand spanking.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.